Good afternoon, Lehigh High School. This is JoJo Dangerfield. I'm here today from San Diego, California to be with you in the caption of Color Guard. It's September the 26th. We're at the Nebo Tournament of Bands. I want to wish you guys the very best of luck and tell you to have a great time performing, because at the end of the day, that's what this is about. Here we go. Have a great run. That sparkle really works in the sunshine coming off those Color Guard costumes. They move with aggression and authority and confidence, and how great is that? They establish right away an intriguing character. We're drawn in by the role-playing, and they're very successful with exploring the dynamic efforts there and the range there, really growing over time. Yeah. Adherence to their technique is going to be really important through some of these phrases, especially in these dense pods, because it's so easy to make comparisons person to person in that effort. Oh yeah, you nailed the hit. Good job. You generate excitement. You show expertise here and a strong connection between the body and the equipment. I think that the equipment work itself is written to be very compatible with your skill level. Good. You move through the fundamentals, and where you explore beyond them, you're just as successful. So it's a good start, guys. I'm going to look at the rifles here making their entrance, working behind the back. Some characterization, some gestural qualities there that support the overall theme, and how you work that into the equipment work I think is quite nice. Using them to frame the central character. Good. Yeah, and so they work ambidextrously. They're comfortable left and right hand, working with hand to hand, working under the leg, working behind the back. These are all great things. They've got some good developed rotation through the shoulders and some nice flexibility as well as strength in those wrists. It really takes them through these equipment phrases very nicely. There's a like style and identity and an agreed upon technique that's easy to see. Okay, the blind catch is something that still needs work. But overall, a nice richness to the choreography, a bit of depth and range to the challenge. Good. Moving to the silks as they manipulate with that right hand. They're working in that flourish pattern into the aerial moment. And again, a shared understanding of the technique and how they're going to attack it. The identity and style consistent from member to member. Well done. I think the staging here is really advantageous for the band, too. I think that you've done a nice job of enhancing what it is the band is projecting. And that's good use of the color guard in that regard. Okay, so in the opening phrases, clearly we see training, we see variety, and we see depth of challenge right away. And we'll see where the next bit takes us. Okay, so let's find some characterization or something that we can employ there to make that run look a little bit less pedestrian and more characterized, more of a role-playing situation. Neat. So you're able to expand on the storyline here a little bit by all of a sudden creating more Red Riding Hoods and having the interaction between her and the wolf and having that connection be so strong between the duets. Good. Sharing weight, sharing phrase. They're really nice in terms of showing off their understanding of weight and gravity and how they can work with it. There's a real strong connection for me between training and choreography throughout. I think you're very sensitive to trying to make it achievable, to develop them to the point where they can support it. You stretch just enough to give them something to rise to, because there's still a lot of fuzz on some of this, but not so much that it's going to be unachievable within the season, and isn't that a great thing to get right? I can appreciate the gestural qualities and how you keep taking us back and reminding us of the character that they're projecting, portraying. Just simple movement skills here, done really well. Show off their training, show off their ability, stretch them in terms of giving them, affording them an opportunity to grow. Look at the core strength there, good. Sequencing that was a really smart idea, really smart. So some imagination and creativity in the role that you've designed for them, the gestural qualities and the efforts there. I think you have a sensitivity, too, to what voice to use for each piece of music. This being a pure dance moment is a really nice idea because the quality of the sound is very sustained and soft. And where you were more aggressive earlier, so was the sound. And you used the right piece of equipment to echo that. And I think you're sensitive to that. And that's a great thing as well. So you're setting them up to be successful. And that's important. There's a level of sophistication to some of the design concepts here that really help the color guard stand out. I'm going to focus particularly on the sabers right now. Just some simple carving patterns, some flexibility in that right wrist, they're really noted. Do the flourish, do the blade toss catch. Good, good. Just keeping it simple and achievable. How smart is that? And musical. Good. Going to look at the rifles now for just a minute. Looking with the right hand. We're in the neck of the rifle. Two hands on the rifle. Okay. Just again, similar to what we had in the sabers. Just simple and direct and very clean. Yeah, there's still some fuzz to be worked off there, but it's achievable today, and it's achievable within the season. It's going to be spick clean. Good. Okay, looking at the sabers as they take center stage, that little bit of a loft toss, you've got to agree on the height and the speed of that for that to really sell. But you know what? You're so close. The hand-to-hand work works nicely into the left-handed release from the hilt. The catches could be a little more solid, and that's got everything to do with you showing your understanding of the difference between tension and release, how to create tension to stop the momentum of that saber. And don't handle it like a rifle. It's a different piece of equipment. You need additional flexibility in that wrist and approach it with a little more softness. Going to look at the silks way out here on side one. Beautiful red silks. They move together, and how great is that? There's a sensitivity to visual musicality without making it too complicated. It's very achievable. It explores multiple planes of the body. It wraps the body. It requires hand-to-hand work, changes in speed, changes in direction. A lot of challenge for them as they move through their equipment, their body, and their drill and staging responsibilities. The presence of the triad super strong and consistent. Sabers, watch how you run to that next set. Make sure that you're using something that's stylized so you know how much energy you're going to put into that effort, each of you, and so that it has that sense of sameness as we look from person to person. Some intricacies and nuance in the choreography really hold our interest and challenge the performers really significantly. As they put the mask back down, give them an agreed upon time that they're going to do that, so that, you know, have it try to have it happen at the same time. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, the staging here is stellar. It's adding emphasis to the band's contribution. It generates excitement. They're able to show off their growing understanding, their connection between their body and their equipment. Exploring multiple levels of the body facing there, simple change there that added that level of interest. Yeah, get them, Red Riding Hood. Good job, guys. Very convincing, very believable in the characters. The training is very convincing in how it matches the choreography. You paid a lot of attention to visual musicality, and the depth of variety and depth of challenge is really significant. Well done. Things to work on over the course of the season, just clean it up. And I know how much people hate hearing that, but the fact of the matter is, if this was spit clean, what you can deliver in terms of emotion is going to be really something else. And this is going to look great under the lights, by the way. Nice choices in color and costume. Best of luck, guys. Great pleasure to see you. I had a lot of fun.